from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar, Imran Ansari, and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Glad you're with us. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. That is Imran Ansari. Hello, Imran.
Hey, Kevin. How's it going?
Good. You had the craziest day today, and so just the fact that you're even able to be with us tonight, I'm really grateful for, because you were hitting curveballs that were being thrown at you, kind of like fastballs. They were just coming one after the other, but you were swatting them away as hard as you could.
Yeah. I'm dealing with some different time zones around the world and trying to make the legal magic happen all at once. So. But that's the nature of the business.
Your client's
Kevin.
Not here, and they're somewhere else, and the, mixing it all up is the time zones and everything else.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's a pretty interesting and actually publicized case. I'm hoping
you're not P. Diddy's lawyer, are you?
No. A lot of people have been asking that.
Well, so, level of clientele that you have, I wouldn't have put it outside of the realm of possibility that he would have looked up you and Arthur. But I think you probably would have advised him differently than what he's taken actions with thus far. But let's get to that later in the show.
Sure.
Here's the topic that I see being floated on every front page. It seems like every local news channel has done some report on it. And it's this issue of squatters in New York State. Now, I don't know what type of law this falls under, but the idea that homeowners that have actual possession of properties are losing them, sometimes to like illegal aliens and other people, and they're hiring tricksters to come in and evict people and stuff. I mean, this has really exploded out of control in a way that I was not aware of until just a few days ago. But what do you make of this trend of what's happening?
It's incredible, because people don't realize that they're here in New York. Squatters have rights. So let's just say a squatter enters your property, say it's a second home, you're not there often, and they find out and they go in, what have you, and they start living there, or maybe they were a guest, they were a renter, Airbnb, I don't know, and they decide to stay there, and they pass 30 days. Well, now you have to take that squatter to court to essentially get them out of your property. And if you know landlord-tenant court here in New York City, it is incredibly backlogged. And there seems to be a deference to the tenant. And even if it's a squatter, and an owner may have an uphill battle, or at least a very drawn-out long battle with a squatter to get them out of the property. So it's a potential nightmare in the making for a property owner to find out there's a squatter in their home and then have to do the legal wrangling to then get them out. It's a pretty incredible aspect of the law that not many people realize, that squatters have these rights.
Well, it's kind of interesting on a whole bunch of different levels, but I was just with Linda Perillo a week ago talking about a story where a squatter had taken up residence in, I think it's the New Yorker Hotel here in, is that the one that's owned by the Moonies? I think that's the right hotel. I don't have the story right in front of me. But anyway, had stayed for a period of time, had asked for a long-term lease. The hotel, not super organized, didn't get back to him, blah, blah, blah. He's there way more than 30 days, and he starts living there rent-free. He doesn't pay his bill. There's all kinds of, hassles that are going on. He then goes to court to try to take ownership of the building, which is kind of where his plan kind of finally fouled up. But he had gone a long, long way. I think it was years that he had lived in the building, and basically had done so, paying for, an original stay of like a week or something, like 5 years right. ago. This type of stuff is mind blowing to me, because I think when I think of basic like constitutional rights, I know that our Constitution was kind of framed off of some of the ideas of democracies from Europe. But, the ownership of land and the ownership of property is kind of key and central to our constitutional identity, is it not?
No, absolutely, Kevin. And it's, of course, because if you look at the history of the nation, the way the colonies were, and then way independence from Britain, and then the pride of ownership, right? And, taking out off the yoke of taxation from Britain, and then ownership of land, and then, expanding west, etc. And it's a linchpin of our societal and also legal aspect here in the United States of property ownership. It's not only a personal piece of pride for someone to own a piece of property or a home. It's an aspiration, right? It's part of the American
right.
dream
right.
in many ways. What people don't realize is that, there is an area of the law of adverse possession. And adverse possession in itself, maybe had in the historic sense, the common law of allowing the individual to claim land, which essentially was abandoned, right? So maybe when there was expansion in the West and things like that, it had a place and a part. But now, where every piece of property, for the most part, may have an owner, they may be an absentee owner, but they still own the land. It's given rise to abuse in terms of squatters evoking adverse possession, saying we've been on in a home, on a property, in a hotel room for a certain amount of time, over 30 days, let's just say. And now we claim legal rights to be here. And it makes the owner have to face a real arduous legal process, or at least a very time intensive legal process in order to get these squatters out. So
and probably incredibly expensive. Like, I can't imagine that these things get handled in like a 15-minute hearing. Like, I'm guessing that sometimes this stuff drags on with multiple hearings and going back multiple times and having to prove, produce documents and proof of things. I mean, this really seems to me to be an offense of great imposition on the people that actually own the property. But let me wind back the clock a little bit. In New York State, it's 30 days. How did this law come about, and why is the time frame what it is in order for it to be something that goes to court? Because I think that 30 days, I guess if you're in an Airbnb and maybe the owner doesn't live there, you could conceivably easily go on for 30 days and not be, too hassled if the person wasn't right there on top of you. But it seems to me that, if someone is there at any length of time where they don't have permission to be, it seems like they should be, removed. But if you've overstayed an agreement, say for a 7-day week or whatever else, like I don't understand, why we peg it at a month. Let's right. take a quick break and come back. We're talking about the squatter story that is just it's all over the place out on Long Island, here in the city, upstate New York. I've seen stories of repeated offenses of this in recent days, and somewhere down the road we'll tack on the additional issue of illegal immigration and how it's fitting into this issue as well. But that's all straight ahead. It's Legal Night. He's Imran. I'm Kevin. We're coming right back.
Feel like like you're trying to push a boulder uphill wearing skates? If you run or manage a local business today, you're challenged like never before. We get it, and we want to help. We're Salem Surround, and when it comes to marketing, consider us your personal Move You Forward company. In a recent study, we found that 53% of local businesses were classified as novices when it came to designing, implementing, and managing their marketing needs. And that's where Salem Surround truly shines. We're a full-service marketing agency that'll help you increase your customer base by designing incredibly effective plans to reach your consumers day, night, and everywhere they might be. Let us give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and what your competition is doing. Our digital sales and support teams are the best in the industry and deliver customized personal service that's second to none.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, Google Salem Surround New York right now. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. Google Salem Surround New York today.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you heard? Michaels of Brooklyn. They went from 50% to 75%. They are now at 100% capacity. And by reservation, following all the CDC guidelines, they can ensure your safety and the health of their patrons and employees. And now's the time that you can get back to Michaels of Brooklyn and have some of that authentic Italian food. Celebrate Michaels of Brooklyn 100% capacity by joining the Sauce of the Month Club. You'll get a different jar of Michaels of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta, and biscotti each month for about 6 months. Each month, receive exquisite sauces ranging from arrabbiata to puttanesca, and of course their fresh marinara. They're family owned and operated. It's authentic. Everything is made completely from scratch. Even the sauce that they sell in the grocery stores nationwide, they make it right there at Michaels of Brooklyn. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Join their Sauce of the Month Club. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com, or call 718-988-7851 for reservations. That's 718-988-7851. Michaels of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price is $79.98 for a limited time. You can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
How did Joe Piscopo start your morning?
We do 4 hours a day. It's live radio. Everybody's listening to AM because you can only get the truth at AM radio. We're 4 hours of live radio. And that's you virtually, roughly, and sometimes more, sometimes 3 guests an hour, sometimes more. We're working it.
Listen to Joe Piscopo, weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Our hosts tell them like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970. The Answer.
What a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back. It's Legal Night. Imran Ansari, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. And Imran, we're talking about the issue of squatting and squatters' rights, literally, is what the term that's been leading the news headlines lately. But this has become a very big phenomenon, at least reported in the news as of recent. Maybe it's been a problem for a long time. But how did we get here? Where did this law come from? Why did New York State approve the ability for someone to take residence away from the person that owns it if it's been 30 days or longer that they're there?
Yeah. Well, I think it has to do with conveying rights to, let's say, a tenant of a property, or someone who's residing in a property with a more legal sense. But the problem, I think there's a loophole, right? It doesn't necessarily exclude squatters and someone who is on the property illegally. It doesn't have a carve out for someone who is, say, trespassing. And I do know that there is a bid now, as you state, Kevin. We're hearing about these squatter stories, and they're nightmare stories. If you think about it, for the owner, I mean, I can't imagine the frustration of some of these owners to own a property, own a house, an apartment, what have you, and have someone living there rent free and just saying you can't come in to your own property. It's mine now. But yeah. I do know New York State Assemblyman Jake Blumenkrantz, who's out in District 15 in Long Island, has already introduced a bill to try to change this. It's a pretty simple bill. It's saying that the term or definition of tenant does not include squatters, and it's expanding the time frame from 30 days in order for rights to settle in with a someone who is claiming the ability to reside somewhere to 45 days. And that's somewhat, you know, that at least puts it past the 30-day short-term rental requirement in New York City and in New York State for a short-term rental like an Airbnb. I mean, it's not a sure bet fix, but I think going beyond that may be difficult, but it's at least making it more difficult for a squatter to take advantage of the law and try to evoke some of these rights that really they shouldn't have.
Yeah. Well, I saw one story, and I think this was when I was in the hospital last week, but I was watching one of the stories, and I think it was about a woman from Rochester that literally went to change the locks on her property, and the squatter called the cops, and before like a blink had gone by, she, the owner of the property, was being arrested for you know, false eviction or you know, wrongful eviction or something like that. And right. I didn't even know such a thing existed. Like, I was like, but she owns the property. How is she the one being marched away in handcuffs?
Yeah. Yeah. I do believe they, you know, the charges were dropped, rightly so. But it's like a topsy-turvy world, right, Kevin? It makes no sense whatsoever. And I can't imagine the frustration that she's going through and other homeowners who are facing this, who are going, you know, through this process and having to spend money on attorneys, going to court, putting in papers to try to evict someone who had no legal right to be on the premises to begin with. Or if they did have, a short-term rental or something like that, they overstayed their welcome. And I know this was a story, and now it's really coming to the forefront because we're also hearing about this migrant who was on TikTok.
Oh yes,
basically giving the lowdown to
he was out there. It was like a how-to video on how to do it.
Yeah, and it's a little scary because you know I know people who have second homes, who have, you know, vacation homes, and like it's a nightmare to think that you could go to your house one day, a second home or you know, another property, and go to put your key in the lock and the locks change and someone's living in the house. It's almost an unthought of situation, which unfortunately, as we know now, is a reality for some people. And the crazy part is the law is basically allowing it or making it difficult for the owner to get rid of the person squatting on their property.
Yeah, no, it's really unfathomably unbelievable in terms of the nightmare that it's creating. And it's not just in the rural vacation areas. There was a home, I saw a story yesterday, I believe it was in Queens, but the property owner posed as an inspector.
Yep.
And was able to actually trick the people that were in the house he was able to trick them into getting into the house, and then once he got in, he did change the locks and got them out. But there were 12 people. There were 12 dudes living at the house.
Wow.
And I guess he had a really hard time, you know, trying to navigate that. And then there was another story I saw, I think it was the same day, where a woman was, and she wasn't even like legally accessing the property. She was going in and out through a window of somebody's second, you know, like maid's quarters or something on someone's property, and you know they weren't able to get rid of her because she'd been there for 30 days. It's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And I know that you can probably give us some more tips on this in the Esquire etiquette tonight. But if there was something that, as you're thinking this through and as people are listening, saying, I don't want this to happen to me, like, what's something that current homeowners should probably be thinking in terms of how to protect themselves against this?
Yeah. Well, I would be mindful of short-term renters. If you have an Airbnb or a property that you're renting out, you know, be mindful of who you're renting to.
And don't ever allow them to rent it for longer than 28 days.
Yeah. Just vet them, right? You know, make sure that you have someone. I guess, you know, if someone had that nefarious intent to just stay on, they may have the ability to sort of hoodwink you from the outset. But just do your homework of who you're going to rent to, and, you know, get references, things like that. I mean, that's the best way to guard against that. And if you do have a property that is you're not renting, but it's just laying empty or dormant, like a vacation home or something like that, I would suggest, with all the technology available to you today, to make sure you have a lot of, you know, surveillance cameras, like a Ring, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Google Home.
And like, get those fancy locks that you can change the combo on remotely.
Right. And you see someone going into your home, making, you know, getting comfy in your bed, you know, there's something wrong, and get, you know, call 911, get law enforcement. Don't take it into your own hands. Certainly get the authorities to go out there for someone who's essentially burglarizing your home.
And if people are looking for legal representation on this, are they going to look for a civil attorney? Somebody, is this considered a civil issue, or are there legal specialties that people do with real estate that would include this?
So, a few areas are triggered, right? You could have this falling into the domain of a landlord-tenant issue. Say if you did have a short-term rental, or you're renting it to someone, and now they're not paying rent, they're not honoring your agreement, and they're saying, no, I'm staying on, I'm like a holdover, I'm essentially becoming a squatter, I was a legitimate tenant, now I'm a squatter. Then you're going to be getting a civil attorney, maybe someone who specializes in landlord-tenant matters, and you're going to have to take them to court, which, unfortunately, especially in New York City, is a backlog, long process. Actually, Kevin, there was that story of someone who, there were squatters in a New York City apartment in Manhattan, and they killed the owner.
That was another one.
Yeah.
Goodness. All right, got to take another break. He's Imran, I'm Kevin. We're coming right back.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Republicans have invited President Joe Biden to testify before Congress in what appears to be a last-ditch effort to deliver on their stalled months-long impeachment inquiry into the Biden family businesses. Congressman James Comer, chair of the House Oversight Committee, sent a letter Thursday to the Democratic president inviting him to sit for a public hearing to explain under oath what involvement he had in the Biden family businesses. House Speaker Mike Johnson will send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate shortly after Congress returns to Washington next month. The Republican speaker said Thursday he would send the two articles on April 10th. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 47 points, the NASDAQ dropped 20, the S&P 500 up 5. More details at srnnews.com.
Want more of AM 970 The Answer and our hosts? Then interact with us. Follow us on Twitter for breaking news, what's coming up on the radio, thoughts from our hosts, deals from our advertisers, and more. Our handle is at AM 970 The Answer. Come on, tweet with us.
Graphin Inc. in New York, New York seeks a software engineer to design and implement various components of AI platform, conduct extraction, cleansing, exploration, transformation, and loading of data, develop RESTful web services, perform customization of solutions, prepare technical reports, and troubleshoot complex latency issues. Requires master's in computer science or related field, $115,918 to $120,000 per year. Send resume to Graphin Inc., 500 Fifth Avenue, Suite 2420, New York, New York, 10110.
like AM970 The Answer, then don't forget to like us on Facebook. Interact with us. Share your thoughts about your favorite shows. Give feedback to our hosts. Share your opinion on hot topics. Learn about events and more. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Are you ready to embark upon an unforgettable expedition this summer? I hope you'll join me, Mike Gallagher, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise. We'll unpack the trends and influences shaping our world today while sailing the pristine coast of Alaska over 4th of July. Learn more at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. This experience is way more than a vacation. It's a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures on board the ship with like-minded patriots. 7 action-packed days. We'll chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a beautiful luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Mark your calendar, June 29th, July the 6th. Secure your cabin by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Unity Bank is dedicated to community-oriented banking and offers a full range of services, including business and personal accounts, business loans, and mortgages. Unity has locations throughout New Jersey and in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, expanding its footprint to 21 retail locations. Grow your savings with their great CD specials. Visit unitybank.com to find out more. Unity Bank is also a great place to work. As Unity Bank President and CEO James Hughes says, the people make Unity Bank a great place to work. We give our employees an opportunity to grow. At Unity Bank, there are no excess layers of bureaucracy as found at Goliath-sized banks. All employees have full access to management with encouragement to make decisions and grow their careers. Visit unitybank.com. That's unitybank.com for current CD and savings specials. They are FDIC insured, an equal opportunity employer, and an equal housing lender. Unity Bank, growing with you.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right. Very glad to have you with us. It's Legal Night at Radio Night Live, and we've been talking about the big kind of human rights story, as far as I can tell, here in the New York area. Lots of stories about squatters and people taking people's houses away from them. Just crazy stuff. And I have to think, Imran, that the explosion of illegal immigration is, and you mentioned the TikToker who I think is, I think he's an immigrant illegally from Venezuela. I think he's from one of the Venezuelan gangs or something, but he has like a 500,000 followers on social media, and he's flashing cash and he's showing people how to take people's houses away. It's a pretty frightening world we've turned into in this kind of lawless state of New York these days.
Absolutely. And I think, Kevin, you know, I think he was somewhere in actually in Columbus, Ohio, if I remember correctly, somewhere in the Midwest. So it's like it's clearly a national problem. But as you say, yeah, he was Venezuela, but he's sort of making a mockery of the United States.
Sort of?
He's saying, like, definitely making it. You know, because he's saying, look at all these little loopholes that you could take advantage of. He's waving around like cash that he's getting as like a stipend or whatever that is. And basically giving instructions that you could squat, take over a place, adverse possession, and then it's going to be very difficult to get you out. So it's very scary in terms of what we're dealing with.
Truly, truly. No doubt about that. Let's shift gears a little bit. We started out with you talking about the fact that you're working on a very well-publicized case, and you had a lot of curveballs from that today. Your ability to even do the show tonight is really just a blessing because of how cramped you were. But I teased you at the top about P. Diddy being a client. Yeah. And when I saw this story start to unfold last week, and, you know, it's the worst thing of all for me to be in a hospital, even for like 2 days, because like all I do is sit there and see all the news that I'm not able to watch, you know, when I'm working all the time. And I just have all these questions come flooding through my mind. But supposedly, according to the news reports, the authorities raided his house. Supposedly, it's in connection with an alleged act or series of acts that may involve human trafficking. And supposedly, we're getting all kinds of celebrity names attached to the legal action that's being taken here. What exactly is happening? And did P. Diddy like really ruin himself by up and leaving the country in the middle of all of it? But start with the actual facts first.
Sure. Well, we know that, you know, P. Diddy, Sean Diddy Combs, his homes have been raided by the FBI, by law enforcement. And it's a fascinating case because, you know, we at, you know, my firm, we represent a lot of individuals, including those in the entertainment world, who found themselves Me Too'd, found themselves with allegations of misconduct or sexual misconduct. It's to see this, because the Me Too era has gone on for quite some time now, right? You know, yeah. There's no secret here. We are Harvey Weinstein's attorneys here at the firm. I represent him on all the civil matters. We represent him on the criminal matters. We are handling his appeal and expect a decision on the appeal any day now. And, you know, that the Harvey Weinstein, was really the emergence of the Me Too movement.
Yeah, it was kind of the watershed that allowed everything else to come after it.
Historically, I think you could say that. And, it's fascinating to me that these revelations or allegations, because they're still allegations against Sean Diddy Combs, P. Diddy, had not surfaced earlier, because there was a sort of reckoning, if you will, where people were being, you know, exposed for these allegations. And, you know, now P. Diddy here in 2024, it's all coming to a forefront. But and it's fascinating because you really didn't hear a lot of scandal about him in the years of his, you know, the heyday of his fame.
Yeah.
Now that it's coming out now, it's interesting. And it's implicating from a legal aspect, Kevin, some serious, serious charges. We're talking about sex trafficking, gang rape, assault from not just one, but multiple individuals who are now coming forward to make this claim. And now on, you know, the converse side, I can speak from experience that when you do represent a famous individual who has an allegation against them, people do see it as a potential payday, and you do get people jumping on a bandwagon.
Right, the bandwagon effect kicks in and people start going, oh, well, this is my opportunity. Let's take a quick break and come back. We're talking about the P. Diddy case. It's not really a case as of yet, but it will be. He's going to be needing to hire some attorneys. And we'll continue with that in just a moment. Stay here.
Maintain muscle mass and fuel your body with Invite Health's brand new plant protein powder. Looking to stay lean and strong? This vegan plant protein powder packs a punch with 20 grams of protein per serving. Flax and chia seeds, along with pumpkin and rice proteins, help energize the body and fuel the muscles. Take an extra 10% off Invite's plant protein by calling 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Save even more with our new everyday low prices, plus the additional 10% off Invite Health's plant protein powder. Visit invitehealth.com to check out our entire product line and call 800-673-2345 for 10% off plant protein powder today. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com.
You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regular price is $79.98 for a limited time. You can get this six-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow six-pack towel sets.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Mike Gallagher says it's obvious what the left wants.
I don't even know if I care what the process is that these judges are arriving at. Whatever it is, it's flawed.
I don't care about the process. They might as well just come out and admit they don't want any rules to apply. They don't want any common sense. They don't want any justice. They want him financially and politically destroyed.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
I've seen people's lives and their families' lives turn completely upside down by devastating accidents. And that's why I started my law firm. I'm Eric Chafin, co-founder of Chafin Lujan Law. Our firm makes sure that you recover everything you're entitled to, including, for example, your lost wages, your medical expenses, as well as your pain and suffering. Our team has the experience and expertise in personal injury cases to get you the best legal recovery while you focus on your health and healing. If you've been injured, call us and let us do good and right for you.
Go to ChafinLujan.com or call 800-873-0818. If you've been hurt because of someone else's negligence, Chafin Lujan will help you get the meaningful compensation you deserve. Call 800-873-0818 now. Our attorneys have recovered over $1 billion for victims like you. Don't settle for less than you deserve. Go to ChafinLujan.com or call us for your free case review. Call 800-873-0818. That's 800-873-0818. 800-873-0818.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, we're back. It's Legal Night, and by no small measure, one of the most entertaining nights we do at Radio Night Live each week. Imran Ansari, my legal partner in crime here, breaking some of these cases down for us. Imran, it's one thing for the feds to come, you know, knock on the door and say, hey, we need to take a look through your stuff and start rummaging through all your things. You had a client, Rudy Giuliani, that, you know, felt the friendly knock on the door at 6:30 in the morning one morning. But it's another thing when they do to jump on your jet and get out of the country. And I am curious, from a standpoint, and you've been both a prosecutor and a defense attorney, and you're skilled in both disciplines. If you're the prosecution and you're just gathering evidence at this time and he jumps in a plane and jets out of the country, how does that change what your approach is in terms of the prosecution going forward?
Right. Well, you know, there's no charges yet, but there is a little concept in the world of criminal law called consciousness of guilt. And I'm not saying, couch my words here. This is my opinion, and I'm not saying this is necessarily attributable to P. Diddy right now.
Right. You're speaking generally.
Yes.
Of
yes.
These so, types of situations.
Right. But if someone is facing, let's say, a legal problem of a criminal sense, as a potential defendant, and they leave the jurisdiction, they flee, it could indicate that there's a consciousness of guilt. Again, this wasn't someone, he's not fleeing in the sense that no one knows where he is, right? I think it was pretty clear that he was flying to Antigua, I believe, one of the islands in the Caribbean, and it was being tracked. It's not like he was absconding, you know, with a mask on across the border. So there's definitely tabs on him, but he's out of the country. So that's also something to look out.
Let me ask you about that. If he decides maybe they surface with a warrant and they're saying, you know, he's now wanted in this investigation. And let's say Antigua doesn't have, you know, extradition agreements with the U.S., which I can't believe that any Caribbean island wouldn't. I would think that all of those countries would be like, yeah, we want to do whatever we can to make the U.S. happy.
Yeah.
But is it possible that he, if he gets, if he's, you know, charged with something, that he could, it could be very hard to get him back into the country to, you know, account for those charges, you know, either innocent or guilty, but just answering to them. I mean, what has to happen for him to be compelled to be back?
So if there is an indictment, and he is now under criminal indictment, Antigua and Barbuda does have an extradition treaty with the United States. And people have already thought about this. You know, this question has been batted around when it was known that he had left and flew to Antigua. So if there is an indictment, I am sure that then extradition would be requested between the United States and the authorities in Antigua and Barbuda. And they would then comply, you would imagine, with that extradition based on the extradition treaty with the United States, and he would be returned. But more likely, Kevin, if that is the case, I am sure P. Diddy, by, you know, vis-a-vis his counsel, would have the wherewithal to probably surrender in a controlled surrender, come back to the United
States. Which is what, as his representatives, that's what you want to have happen. You don't want to have, you know, someone forcing you back. You want to be able to set terms about how the things go down, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with a, you know, high profile public figure where there's no hiding, you know, let's think about it. He's, you know,
well, he has a huge business empire. I mean, there's all kinds of things attached to him that go way beyond just him being a rapper or, you know, a former pop star. Very interesting on all those fronts. So I want to shift gears on the same story, though. There's been a lot of names, Prince Harry, other rappers, that have all kind of been exposed in, you know, some of these lawsuits or the legal proceedings or the, even just the news stories about it. What is, if you're the counsel of those people that are named, and they're not saying that these, that I haven't heard at least that any of these guys are being charged right now with having participated in the charges that they're potentially looking at for P. Diddy. But you don't want to be in the company of this stuff, right? I mean, that's not a good place to find yourself.
No, of course not. But, you know, if there's, listen, it's P. Diddy. I'm sure a lot of people wanted to be around him. Of course they did, right? You know, whether it be other celebrities or individuals doing business with them or recording music with him and whatnot. So you're going to have these other names around him, but whether it bears out that there's any wrongdoing is another thing. So on one hand, is it a legal question? You may be someone like, let's just say, I'm again, you're just using a hypothetical, Prince Harry, and you may be named in this filing, but it's not that you're named in the sense that you've done anything illegal. But from a PR standpoint, you may be looking at it more on a PR standpoint. You may just want to be silent and not have any sort of raise any more, you know, attention to the association at that time, even if it was just benign and nothing wrong. Just let that play out in the public cycle, news cycle, and see where it lands, you know?
Well, it was interesting because I was speaking with my bride about this story last night, and you know, I think that part of what that Me Too kind of peeled the cover back on for a lot of people is that when you get to a certain level of wealth and fame, there's a kind of untouchability that you feel about yourself. And people sometimes, I'm sure that there was an assumption, oh, Diddy wants to take the yacht out this week. And girls just showed up and nobody asked, you know, where they came from or how old they were or anything else. I mean, things, you know, booze just made its way onto the boat. Drugs just made its way onto the boat. Like whatever the circumstance, because after a certain level of that kind of visibility and kind of excess, people start just doing stuff, and you're not even always aware of what all has gone into the, and nobody asks questions, I guarantee you. And this is why I think it behooves everybody to pay attention to your associations, pay attention to the people that you hang with, and don't get too big for your britches. Because even if you're P. Diddy, they're going to catch up with you at some point in time. Coming up next, it's Esquire Etiquette. Mr. Ansari has some legal advice for us. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I'd like to introduce you to the premier business in the investigative and security field in the United States today, Brosnan Risk Consultants, founded by my friend Pat Brosnan, decorated retired NYPD detective. You must be diligent in protecting the business you work so hard to grow, family you cherish, and the lifestyle you've achieved. Luckily, there is Brosnan Risk Consultants to keep your business healthy, keep your family safe, and identify the approaching rising tide of danger and loss well before it destroys what you have built. Brosnan Risk Consultants have been protecting clients for over 25 years, operational in 45 states and over 500 cities. Don't settle for second best. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigative and security services. Call now 800-590-2180 or go online to BrosnanRisk.com. B-R-O-S-N-A-N risk.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970 The Answer.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, final few minutes. Man, did this show go fast. It's Legal Night. He's Imran. I'm Kevin. And Imran, this is where you tell us how to live our legal lives better.
Sure. And you correctly predicted early on in the show, Kevin, that the Esquire etiquette of the night will deal with this nemesis specter above us of squatting. And, you know, if you find yourself a homeowner with a squatter on your property, although you may be very tempted to just knock down the door, grab that person, drag them out and say, get out of my home. You don't want to do it that way, as tempting as that may be, because it is, must be exceedingly frustrating. The thought just makes me upset to think about someone just claiming rights to someone's home or property. Anyway, you should call the authorities, call the police. Let them know that there's someone on your property that does not have the, quote, in New York, permission and authority to be on that property, and they're trespassing, if not burglarizing the home, if because they have possibly broken in to make residence there, and that you are reporting that to the police, so a record could be made. And, you know, you should see how that goes in terms of the interaction between the individual or the family or what have you, or the individuals with the police, and then start thinking about the next legal step. You may need to hire an attorney to then take it into the civil route if the criminal route is not being fruitful. And certainly so, if you had initially rented or leased the property to an individual or individuals, and now they are refusing to vacate the premises after the time period has expired, then you're going to have to consult with an attorney to navigate the laws in New York State or New Jersey or Connecticut or wherever you are in the tri-state area or the country in order to get that individual out of your property and do it in accordance with the law. And again, as we were talking about earlier, Kevin, this could be a frustrating process because some of the way some of these laws are worded, it seems to favor the squatter who has taken your property with adverse possession or as a holdover tenant. And you really would have to then get a court order to evict that person. And it sounds horrible. You're going to spend money on attorneys potentially. But until the law changes, that's going to be something you may have to deal with to get the person out of your home.
So one last question on that. Say I don't want to deal with it at all. Can I just sell the property with the squatter in it?
Think about it. If you have a potential buyer and you have a squatter on the property, and let's just say this buyer doesn't want to go see the inside of the property and is taking your word for it, wants to buy it as is in some scenario like that, and you are not disclosing to that buyer that there is a squatter in on the premises who won't vacate, and essentially when they think that they may be putting the key in as a new homeowner, there's going to be someone waiting on the other side and you're going to inherit a legal nightmare and mess, then you may be exposed now for fraud to the buyer.
So when the squatter squats, you may get arrested and you may also get taken to court.
Exactly.
If you don't handle it well. All right, Imran, kind of a humorous way to end the night. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for making it a priority to be with us on such a busy day as you've had. And we're just grateful. And we'll see you again next week.
All right, Kevin. Always love being on with you. Thank you.
There you go. And Imran, there's yeah. There's no better legal mind for us to chat with every Thursday. Check him out right here. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you tomorrow.